This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carmen Capriotto, the Automotive Aftermarket Podcast Guy, and welcome to the 619th episode of Remarkable Results Radio. Hey, many of my listeners are extremely committed to ASE. Now, I know you care about the value it brings to you, your people, your quality, and your commitment to excellence. Hey, did you know that ASE will be 50 years old next year? Well, I've done episodes on ASE, yet it's time right now to get an important update from ASE Senior Vice President of Communications, Trish Ceratore. Trish is going to cover what is happening with ASE now and into the future. We also talk 8S, the ASE renewal app, and the future related to remote proctoring and recertification testing at home. Recognize the power of being locally owned and nationally known with NAPA Auto Care's co-branding. Members who have completed a co-branding project see an average 23% increase in repair orders. NAPA Auto Care backs you with a 50% co-op on approved projects. Hey, speak to your NAPA representative today. Hey, never miss one virtual shop tour we present each week. You can catch all episodes on the AftermarketWeekly.com website. And now you can listen to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Aftermarket Weekly. Yep, AW is now a podcast. Find it on your favorite podcast listening app and catch the shop tour. The key talking points for this episode with Trish Ceratore from ASE reside at remarkableresults.biz/E619. Enjoy. A warm welcome to Trish Ceratore from ASE. Hi, Trish.
Well, hi, Carm. How you doing?
Oh, you know, this is a long, long overdue update.
Yes.
And I feel bad. I think we played phone tag a little bit in the last year and a half, but you're here, the Senior Vice President of Communications for ASE. I bet you have a lot of knowledge about what we need to talk about here today.
I got a few things on my mind I'd like to share with your listeners. Absolutely.
I know. And thanks again. You've always been a great contributor to the show. Everybody at ASE has always been so kind. I remember a while back we did an episode on the ASE Renewal app, and I'd love to hear something new about that. But overall, what's going on with ASE?
Well, just as you can imagine, it's been such a year for all of the folks who needed to take ASE tests and making sure that they were safe, that the folks at our test centers were safe, and that we were able to make sure that everybody's credentials stayed where they needed to be. That was like our key thing that we wanted to do last year. So we extended certifications. For those of you who are in the non-automobile area, we extended you to June. So, you know, you got lots of time to prep up and get ready to take your ASE tests. And if you're an auto guy, we've got the renewal app, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. So safety and worrying about making sure everybody got what they needed last year was the big thing.
Take me behind the scenes. Here it is, March of last year. All of a sudden, we're on lockdown, we're wearing masks, and you're all asked probably to work from home. And then you all said, we got tests. You know, what was it kind of like inside of ASE to figure out, you know, because it was a moving target. We thought this was going to be over soon. How did you pull the team together to make those great decisions?
Well, the first thing was, you know, we had nobody working remotely at all. So having our IT guys get 40 people set up offsite was the first challenge. And, you know, not so much for me. I've got a laptop, you know, good to go. But making sure the customer service folks were able to see into the MyASE accounts and make sure they could report back to the technicians properly about where they were and answer all of those immediate questions about what am I going to do. So once the IT guys got us set up, then it was like, shoot, they closed all the test centers. Now what do we do? So that's when we extended everybody out and we said, you know what? This isn't an issue. We're going to take care of everybody. We're going to just extend your certification expiration dates. Don't worry about it. Then the next thing we did was we said, all right, Prometric, what are we going to do here? And as we kept going and it wasn't changing, Prometric made sure that before they opened any test center that they met all the CDC, John Hopkins, every safety protocol that you could. So when we finally did open in June, they were ready to go.
It's amazing to think a few years ago when you're sitting down thinking about the ASE renewal app. And you probably said in that meeting when COVID hit, oh, we've got the ASE renewal app.
I bet we got an answer.
Yeah. How cool is that? Did the industry pick up on that and start really rocking?
Yes, we had what we were calling a very soft launch very early last year. And maybe we had 1,000 subscribers. We're up to 8,500 subscribers as of, I think, today when we had our app meeting.
Well done.
Part of the challenge is just letting everybody know it's available. You know, it's hard to, when it's something new and you got a lot of other stuff on your mind, it's hard to make sure that everybody understands the value of taking advantage of that.
And you had nothing else better to do than to create a brand new website, right?
Right. Well, you know, that was always in the works, but we finally had some time and energy and resources to say, well, let's get it done. Because, you know, when those things, they just drag on if you let them. So, yep, we launched the new website mid-January, and it looks a lot better. Looks like a Today website and a lot easier to find all the good test prep and my ASE account and all the stuff you need to stay engaged with us.
So what's the big feature in it? I'm a technician and I want to visit the site. What am I going to use it for?
Well, two things. First of all, you're going to be able to get into your My ASE account right on the homepage, right up front, easy to find. You know, you're not doing all these links. And then secondly, test prep. You know, everybody asks us, oh, I don't know what to do to get ready to take an ASE test. Well, we got a whole bunch of stuff available free on the website that you can just one click and you're there. And I think that'll help a lot of folks understand what's covered on the test and the fact that they're probably ready and maybe just a little bit of a quick review would take them over the edge.
What's so interesting about companies today as they're trying to figure out this whole remote thing, you know, that you guys had to figure out, like everyone had to figure out. Do you see yourself or the organization doing some more remote stuff than ever before?
Absolutely. One of the things we're looking at that's quite a ways out, but it's something called remote proctoring. And that's where you would be able to take a recertification test at home on your laptop or your computer. However, lots of challenges with that because we want to be sure it's as secure as it is if you go to a test center. And so the things you have to do that are more than perhaps some folks are going to want to look at. For example, you can't have any Chilton or Motor manuals behind you. You know, they're not going to let you, you know, right? Stuff like that.
Would it be monitored by a human?
It would be. There's a digital proctor, and that person will be watching you, and she'll be checking in to see, you know, did you turn your head and go like over there? So we need to kind of work out those details. And again, if we do move in that direction, it would be for the recertifiers only. We would still want people to come in and get their initial certification at a test center.
But isn't that where we need to be in our world of education and testing? I know there's a trust factor there. I get that. And you want to make it as fair to the people that actually sat in the classroom today. But with AI and all this tech coming out, I can imagine that you guys could make it work right.
Oh, absolutely. It's already in place for several industries. Again, we just want to be sure that our sector is going to accept it. You know, it's one thing to go sit in a closet and take a test with nothing around you. And it's another thing to go to a test center. So people are going to have to balance that against travel, safety, personal desire, workload. So, you know, it'll be a choice for everybody. Yeah.
Glad to hear that. You guys seem to be doing a lot of progressive things. How about the bilingual stuff continuing to be doing the right thing?
Right. So we're real excited. We finally were able to get all of the automobile tests translated into Spanish. So when a technician goes to take an automobile test, there'll be a little button at the top of his screen and it says en español. And if they click on that button, the test will come up in English on one side and Spanish on the other. And basically that's to help a bunch of things. If you're totally Spanish speaking, you can read it in Spanish. If you're bilingual and you just need to help a little help with context, then you'll be able to use both sides to be able to figure out the answer. The one thing I would say is it's very important to make sure you go back to the English to click on the answer. That's the only little downside is you have to click on the answer in English.
Are you guys putting some help on the screen so that they know what to do?
Yep, we have a whole tutorial and we'll have all of the information regarding the bilingual testing is in Spanish on the website as well so that you can look at that.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, Trish says it's time to sign up for the ASE Renewal app. Hey, it's Carm here, talking to you about what the Napa Auto Care Center program can do for your business. Now, you probably already know the Napa brand is the most recognized and trusted name in the automotive aftermarket industry. In fact, studies show that 95% of consumers recognize Napa and associate it with quality parts, service, and technical expertise. So why not complete a Pro Image upgrade and take advantage of that? Pro Image is a co-branding program for the exterior and interior of your shop. On the outside, it includes the Napa colors and distinctive Napa signage. While the public may know you as a reliable, locally owned business, a Pro Image upgrade helps set your shop apart from the competition even further. It's also a visual signal to customers and potential customers that you and Napa are partners. Most importantly, Pro Image really works. This co-branding opportunity has helped Napa Auto Care Centers across the country increase their car counts and sales. In fact, those that have completed a Pro Image project enjoy an average 23% sales increase during the first year. Pro Image upgrades are also available for the interior of your shop. A Pro Image interior upgrade transforms your customer waiting area from merely utilitarian to warm and welcoming. The goal is to maintain your shop's independent identity while enhancing the customer's experience. You can get a free look at what a Pro Image exterior and interior upgrade could look like by visiting the Napa Auto Care members site and clicking on the Napa Pro Image link under the Napa Pro Image tab. Or contact your local Napa Auto Parts store. Your servicing Napa store can tell you more about Pro Image, plus the hundreds of other reasons to become part of the Napa Auto Care family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. Do you guys do much with the military?
Yes. So several things going on with the military. First of all, we've always had a great relationship with our armed forces. We have tested on army bases around the world, and they've used ASE as recognition. This year, very excitingly, the Army said, we want to have our own certification program for tactical wheeled vehicles. Because as you know, the ASE tests relate to the fleet that's in the US today. Well, you know, an Army tech isn't, you know, he's working on tanks. So he might not have quite the experience with, you know, an SUV or a sedan or a light duty truck. So the Army said, oh, let's develop our own. So we've developed three levels of testing for the Army. And we've launched the first two, and that's in the middle level, the intermediate level. And we've got them up and running. And the good news is two things. You don't have to be an armed service person to take the test. You can, you know, if you've had experience in the past or you want to test your abilities, you can go ahead and take them. But what's really great is it'll give the Army service personnel their own credential for internal use. And we'll be able to help employers in our industry, the aftermarket, understand what that individual knows.
Super cool for veterans coming out, having an ASE certification, even if it may not be for the vehicles that they're going to work on. That shows their need to want to be certified and that they're committed to training.
That's right. And we all know, you know, our veterans have great work ethic and are just great employees. So, and one more thing to put in their wheelhouse.
If you're listening to us, and I know you're probably the top of our industry, and ASE is so, so important to you. And the reason we're doing this is we want to continue to bring value to you to appreciate why you and or your team are ASE certified. Too often, Trish, I hear from just too many people, ASE is not important to me. It's not important to the consumer. Well, when you hear about the behind the scenes of what's going on and the critical respect that the entire ASE team brings to the power of testing, to certifying. Look at the people we've had on the show that have, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14. Hell, I know somebody that's got 30. It's critical, Trish, that more inside the industry get on board. I'm not trying to get on my soapbox, but occasionally I do. The consumer, I'm not sure, sees the value. How do we create more value inside the industry so that the consumer starts feeling it?
So a couple things there, Carm. First of all, hard to believe ASU is going to be 50 years old next year. 50 years old. So we're the one of the oldest occupational credentialing programs in the country. And we were one of the first. So there's a little bit of a kind of, oh yeah, that ASC, it's been around forever. You know, I can work on a car. I really don't need it. And you know what? Today, more than ever, we're essential. Because of particularly what's going on with technology and the, you know, car owners not knowing a thing about their car, a certified professional technician is essential for us to maintain the quality reputation that we've been working on for all these years, right? So that's what we're here for.
Aren't we going to save money, make more money, be more efficient if we're hiring ASE certified technicians and we're keeping our team on that cutting edge in their certification process? I don't see any other way to run a successful business today.
Studies show that technicians who are ASE certified and that get training stay longer, are more productive, and have a better fix-it right first thing. And the other important thing is, you know, these young kids coming out of school, we want them to be proud of who they are. And encouraging certification is a very inexpensive way to retain good people.
I have a story to tell. It'll only take a minute, but it's very relevant. The McNeils up in Utah, Pete McNeil and his right-hand person, Jake Sorensen, created an apprentice program a few years back that NAPA decided to embrace and take on and build nationally. And we've done shows on apprenticing. I'm big on apprenticing this year, by the way. It is one of my major, you know, proof of concepts for the future, apprenticing. When they brought in their first apprentice and it was connected to ASE and the number of ASE certifications they would get at the end of their two-year apprentice, the entire team inside their organization made a decision, well, if he can, so will we. So, and I can't remember how many, what percentage of the team, if I keep thinking 30-40%, you can listen to it on the episode that I did with them, of how it became an elixir, having an apprentice program inside your business to make ASE such a critical part of it.
Car owners, they don't really understand the credentials that technicians do, and they really don't have time to. Their car's broken or their car needs service. They want it in. They want it fixed. So they have a behind-the-memory expectation that, of course, they're certified. Why wouldn't they be? Why would I have to ask?
The assumption of the car owner that probably takes for granted that these people are highly trained and certified to get inside my second biggest investment, you know, 100 million lines of code, all that story we hear about the complexity of the vehicle. And they assume, well, we as an industry need to step to the plate
and tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got a certified tech, hang the sign, put the patch on, put the certificate up. I mean, you do everything else. You join Better Business Bureau. You sponsor the Little League team. You put all of that stuff up. Why wouldn't you share the fact that you, as a business owner, have invested in your people to be sure that you provide the best customer service? Simple, right? And we've got all the stuff to help you do it.
I love to hear your passion. Excellent. So ADAS is happening. I mean, will ASE ever address that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So we decided, and this is like 2 years now, that the industry needed our help. As always, we wanted to be the solution for the industry. So our tech guys got together. We held a summit with all the ADAS players. We had the OEs in the room. We had the collision guys. We had shop owners. We had working techs. And we said, the glass people, what's going on? And what do you need from us? The consensus was, yeah, maybe not today, but very shortly, we're going to need some way to identify the skills and knowledge of an individual doing either ADAS repair and diagnosis and or ADAS calibration. And we said, great, we're in. So we have developed a task list and created an ADAS composite vehicle. So those of your listeners who have taken the advanced level test know that when you go to register, you get the composite vehicle that the test questions are written against. So we're doing the same thing with ADAS. and we're talking big stuff, 12 pages of wiring diagrams, network topography, system overviews. I mean, it's huge. And we're just about at the point to write test questions. And with luck, we're thinking early 2022, we'll have a test for everybody.
That's such a good thing. Someday, and I don't know when that day will ever be here, if you're going to want to have to touch a vehicle with all this complex networks and cameras and radars and LIDARs and just in the world of autonomy someday, someone is going to want to see that kind of certification. It's almost like an ASE certification may hold all kinds of weight.
Well, we also wanted to be sure that, God forbid, there was a liability issue, our techs had something to stand behind, or that we were standing behind them. That way there was protection for them to say, yeah, we did it the right way. We did it the way the industry wanted it done. And that's the other impetus for us to put this together for the industry.
Thank you for doing this. This is great news, exciting news. You had mentioned one thing about, you know, getting together to write test questions. I'm fascinated by that.
Oh, yeah. So my best description is a Wimbledon test tennis match, right? You've got 15 elite, high-powered, type A guys who are saying, no, it's this, it's this, it's this. And no, we can't have that. We can't, you know, and they are working so hard. We work them 4 days a week. We barely let them out for dinner. The important thing to remember is it's you. It's the industry. It's working techs. It's shop owners. They're writing the questions, not ASE. We're just making sure that everything's spelled right and, you know, meets, you know, OSHA and other restrictions and things so that, you know, we don't, you know, put anybody down the wrong way, discriminate, right? So it's an industry-driven, industry-maintained test. It's yours. It's ours. But yeah, the workshops to write those questions are awesome. Great people.
You see this color hair that I have? It's a little on the white side. But back before it was ever that color, I was in one of those ASE test writing seminars once, and I'm not sure how effective I was, and here's why. Because I was at awe as to what you had to do to write the questions and the challenges of each other, and then taking the test and having somebody verify the answer and somebody take an exception with it, and all the testing procedures for the discriminatory thing. I learned more observing and watching and respecting the process than I even think that I contributed a couple of good questions. And it was fascinating to see the diversity in the room. And to realize how people were coming at the questions and the answers from completely different angles.
From their own perspective, which is why we bring everybody in the room, because the test is designed for everybody. So we don't want to, and I know people still say, oh, that's a GM test. That's a GM. Well, it is not a GM test. There might be a picture of a GM system, but it really isn't a GM test anymore, folks. The other good news is all those test questions that y'all write, we pre-test them and we make sure that they are valid before we'll even score against you on them. So we do a lot of pre-work behind the scenes before you guys even get to the test.
So if I'm correct, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, you'll take some of these new questions and then you'll put them out in a test or two to see, and they don't get credit. Somehow they don't count, but you're looking to see what the results were from the question.
There's 10 pretest questions on every test, and they're designed to give us information to make sure that they are valid. So, for example, if somebody who fails the test answers a pretest question correctly, well, we want to look at that. Or if, you know, somebody who passes the test 100% but gets that question wrong, something might be wrong there. So we're looking at all kinds of statistics. We're looking at language. We're looking at the illustration. We're looking at the comment sheets that everybody has an opportunity to write, you know, after the exam to make sure that those questions are, in fact, doing what they're supposed to do.
What are you doing to really show support for all of the certified technicians out there? I know you've got marketing material. We've got patches. Does the website, if the consumer goes to the website, can they learn an awful lot about certifications?
So two things. Yes, we've got a whole bunch of stuff for businesses to support the fact that they have certified techs. And then we have a page specifically for consumers. It's asc.com/drivers. And on that page, we explain what ASC is, why a business has certified technicians, and why you want to ask about it or look for it when you're there. We have some blogs from some technicians that are certified. We've got some very light technical information. We're not the providers of tech information, but you know, there are some folks who want to know a little bit more about tire pressure or something like that. So we try to have some basic information there, as well as links to the appropriate people to share that information. We're trying to do a lot more in terms of reaching out to the consumer. There's been several MSN.com articles that say, you know, look for ASC when you're getting your car fixed. So things like that are on deck for us to continue on as we go forward.
What do you say, for example, if vision happened this year, if we'd be at the Sheraton Barnes and you're there with us and a technician, a shop owner comes up to you and says, hey, I'd like to meet Trish from ASE. And you say to that shop owner, hey, tell me about how many people you have certified in your shop. And he says, I don't have any. What would you say?
Well, first thing I would say, why? What is stopping you from helping your technicians to be the best they can be? And don't you want to be able to showcase to your customers that you've got a great looking shop, you've got, you know, good customer service from your service advisor, and you've got techs who can fix cars? What's stopping you from showcasing that to both the individuals who work for you internally, and then to your customers? Again, it's one more way to build your business, retain your employees, very important, and showcase that you're better than somebody else on the block. It's not that expensive to do that. And it's not that even that hard to do that. So I guess I would just ask, why would you not want to do that?
And maybe it goes back to the culture of training, the commitment to training inside the organization. And then another person comes up to you. I'm playing a little scenario thing with you, Trish. And he says, hi, this is Trish from ASE. And you say, hey, are you guys certified? He goes, yeah, they all are. And then you ask, well, how do you promote that?
Right. So are you telling people? Do you put the sign up? Do you have a customer newsletter you send out that you say, hey, all my guys are certified? Do you have their pictures on your website and say they're master's ASC certified? We always get the question, well, I don't get my tech certified because nobody asks me for it. Well, they can't ask you for it if you don't tell them you have it or that you don't show them that you have it. So a little chicken and egg going on there. And we are certainly here to do what we can to support that. But we can't do it without you. You know, we do need industry's support.
Well, you're talking about differentiation in the marketplace. I do have ASE certified technicians at this level. And my value proposition to you, Mr. Customer, is the fact that we're constantly training and we're constantly certifying our team. If there's ever a question, the how much, and by golly, you're so expensive, which usually doesn't come up in the really good shops that, you know, they have trusting relationships. But I feel, I've talked to too many people in the industry that say, hey, listen, if you don't have ASE certified technicians, how do you ever plan to have a profitable shop with the right labor rates and the right value proposition if you didn't add the quality and the certification training level of your techs to that mix?
Right. And again, I think it's, you know, you wouldn't take your baby to an unlicensed daycare center. You know, you want your doctor to have achieved that board certification. I think there's let's go back to that car owner. That car owner has an expectation that you've done everything right because you're fixing their car, and they want that. They don't know that they want that validation. So if you can give that to them up front, I think you got customers for life.
Here's the bottom line of this great episode. Thank you so much, Trish Ceratori, for being here. 50 years So if you haven't played in the ASE arena, haven't certified yourself, Mr. Technician, I'm talking to you, or your shop owner, you add ADAS over here and all the things you're doing with military and the renewal app, you guys are on fire. And we need to get on board with that as an industry. So if you're in it, thank you. You're doing all the right things for us. But if you're not in it, it's time.
It's time, and we're here. You know, I think the other thing I wanted to share with everyone is, you know, ASE is designed by the industry, for the industry. So if you don't like something we're doing, tell us and we'll try and fix it. And if there's something that you need from us, we want to give it. And we've got a lot to share and to provide for you. So take advantage and let us know how you feel about it.
I want to tell everyone to be looking for an episode that we're going to do with the ASE Education Foundation, because you guys do that too. You're involved in high school and post-secondary education. So you're in everything. I can't wait to do that podcast and get that out and get some behind the scenes for the ASE Education Foundation that many of us in the industry don't even know about.
That's right. We want to be a one-stop solution for the industry. We've got the Education Foundation that's working with schools and community colleges and graduating over 30,000 students a year. There's the pipeline. There's the pipeline. And then we get them ASE certified, and then we have the ASE Training Managers Council for that lifelong training. So we got the whole package for you.
Yes, you do. Trish Arratore, Senior Vice President of Communications of ASE. Hey, thank you, my friend, for being here.
My pleasure, Carm. Thanks so much, and take care.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.